You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today, we're going to talk about inverted totalitarianism. We're going to talk about multinational companies that run the governments of the world. We'll also probably talk about the energy crisis they're having in Europe, but all the energy is going to China. Before I do, on yesterday's program, I was talking to you about the riddle in Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of seven kings, and I kept switching seven kings. There are eight administrations. The first administration of these seven kings was Jimmy Carter. The last administration of these seven kings will be Barack Obama. There are eight administrations. Someone gets two times in power. And Obama has had his first time in power. He's going to finish out with the second time in power when Donald Trump is legally, biblically removed from his position as president, which has not yet occurred. So there are seven kings in the riddle. Eight administrations. We're still in the seventh administration. The eighth administration is to come. The one who is ruling or the eighth king is the Vice President Joe Biden. I wanted to make that clear. On the programs, I'm always watching the clock because I only have so many seconds, minutes and seconds. And I'm watching the clock. I get distracted. I'm going to forget about the clock. I'm getting distracted. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, there is another riddle. It's a riddle about a woman and a beast who carries the woman. The woman is the culture of the United States of America. I'm simplifying it. Also, the woman is a great harlot, an idolatrous nation. And the power behind the idolatrous nation are the multinational corporations. It's a very hidden way in which God revealed to John the mystery of the whole book of Revelation and all of the segments within that book. The culture of this end-time empire, America, is in the book, is in chapter 18. Chapter 18 gives you the personality, shows you everything you need to know about the culture, a wealthy culture, who has lived luxuriously, who has never suffered defeat by a foreign enemy, a nation whose inhabitants are wealthier, have a higher lifestyle, a standard of living than any of the other nations in the world for a couple of hundred years. It is a wealthy, as far as resources, a very wealthy nation, resource-wise. It doesn't need outside resources. It has enough resources for manufacturing, for construction, for building, for vehicles, you name it. The whole culture is a culture of luxury with the finest of everything. Finest in living standards, and at one time the best in education, health care, it goes on and on. But what makes this woman powerful and the way she has been able to control the nations is through her culture, which she puts out, Hollywood, music. But also at the same time, her control of the nations through her mesmerizing ability of the finance, the great wealth and financial power of what the nation is. Multinational corporations. Two things in the first few verses. A woman who is sitting upon a beast. The beast is carrying her. The woman has the power to a degree, but the beast, she's seated on the beast. The beast is the coming Antichrist, who has seven heads and ten horns. And eventually, at the end of the chapter, this beast, working with these other powers, they destroy the woman, the society, the empire. Let's look at multinational, and the reason I'm presenting this is because this nation empire in the book of Revelation chapter 17 has now made the move to move internationally with her plans for world hegemony. So I think it's necessary so that you see the power behind this woman. Now, the woman is kind of split personality. A government plus corporations. Both working together, there's a battle between the government and the corporations for control. Let's catch that in a few minutes.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A bullet that found him, his blood ran as he cried. No money could save him, so he lay down and he died.
And America and the powers of this great empire have made the decision to begin the march one final time to bring about America's world hegemony. And the world hegemony, we can also call it the globalist plan for the control of the nations internationally, the new world order of the ages. You don't have to believe me. I'm going to present it to you. I use documentation. I use the Bible, because in the Bible, everything is in God's word, especially in the book of Revelation. I say in chapter 18 or chapter 17 of Revelation, the woman is the culture, or is the power structure of Babylon the Great, and who carries and has to work with the power structure, corporations, multinational corporations, is the coming Antichrist. He will have to. The presidents have always had to work with corporations. Now, there was a gentleman by the name of Sheldon Wolin. He coined a term. He was a political philosopher, and the term was inverted totalitarianism. And I remember a study that a simple way to present it is you have a pyramid, and the power of the pyramid is at the base. And at the peak, you have corporations. But in the time in which we are in, that has been reversed. The corporations now rule, and the people at the top are the ones who just opposite. It's just been reversed. They have no power. It's the multinational corporations. So he stated, this was in 2003, he saw the beginning of the emerging of a government in this country. He said the United States is increasingly turning into a managed democracy, similar to an illiberal democracy. Now I'm going to tell you, see if the illiberal democracy fits the scenario in America. An illiberal democracy describes a governing system in which, although elections take place, citizens are cut off from knowledge about the activities of those who exercise real power because of the lack of civil liberties. This is not an open society. There are many countries that are categorized as neither free nor not free, but as probably free, falling somewhere between the democratic and non-democratic regimes. The rulers of an illiberal democracy may ignore or bypass constitutional limits on their power. They also tend to ignore the will of the minority, which is what makes the democracy illiberal. Elections in an illiberal democracy are often manipulated or rigged, being used to legitimize and consolidate the incumbent rather than to choose the country's leaders and politics. America, with this last election as a best example, as I had stated yesterday on the program concerning the movie by Dinesh D'Souza, 2000 Mules, that is showing clearly that the vote in this country is irrelevant and will continue to be irrelevant in the coming election. I know you don't want to hear it, but because if you understand empire, if you understand and you can see what has happened in this country with the government and multinational corporations, the two are in control. The citizens are a nuisance, and the citizens, they're not going to allow the citizens of this nation to give the corporations or the government who does the regulation, they're not going to, these two are not going to let the citizens of this country interfere with the hegemonic plans of this country and the multinational corporations that intend to take over the wealth of the world. There was a book, Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt, by Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco, and it portrayed inverted totalitarianism as a system where corporations have corrupted and subverted democracy, and where economics bests politics. Every natural resource and living being is commodified and exploited by large corporations to the point of collapse, as excess consumerism and lull and manipulate the citizenry into surrendering their liberties and their participation in government. And then Sheldon Wolin, he went on to state that the United States is increasingly totalitarian as a result of repeated military mobilizations to fight Axis powers in the 1940s, to contain the Soviet Union during the Cold War, and to fight the war on terror after September 11th. And I add to what Wolin stated that also that the Axis powers must destroy Russia if they're going to be successful in their globalist plan. Without destroying Russia, they are stymied. They are at a standstill. The war now internationally is for Central Asia. The West must have that area. The East, China, also needs and must own that area. The real battle is not the Middle East now. The real battle is in Ukraine, in that vicinity. Russia is there. She has her, that's her area. And the West knows that without removing Russia's power and control of that area, they're never going to realize their globalist plans. China is not going to allow it. China is presently, we are at war with Russia, undeclared, almost declared. We are at war with China, undeclared, but for the most part, declared. China has told America that she is going to eventually take over Taiwan. She's going to control, she's going to basically own that island and all of the technology of that island and the wealth, and the United States is not going to have a say in the matter. And China has also made it clear that the Asian sisters, she has put a claim to them. They belong to China, to Asia, as Asian sisters, and the United States is going to fail in any attempt to interfere with China's plans. So then Wolin states that you have two conflicting political power centers, the constitutional imaginary and the power imaginary. So you have those in America who believe that we have a constitution with laws that are powerful, laws that we can lean on. Then there are those that believe that, in the way I am going to phrase it, corporations, they are the ones who are making decisions for this nation, for the citizens of this nation, and for the objectives that they have internationally. And there's a conflict, again, between government and the corporations. There's a, it's a kind of, I mean, if you can see how the government and the corporations, how they're always at odds. Corporations don't want to be regulated. Without regulation, the government cannot control corporations. So a power imagery is usually accompanied by a justified mission. So they have to have a justified mission to fight communism or to hunt out terrorists where they may hide. It requires capabilities measured against an enemy whose powers are dynamic, but whose exact location undetermined. Where are the boogeymen? Where are these so-called enemies? They're out in the open. It's in Revelation chapter 8:17. It is this idolatrous empire that is seated upon the beast, on the back of a beast who has seven heads and ten horns. Those two are at conflict also. Our imagery does not only reduce democracy within the United States, it also promotes the United States as a superpower that develops and expands its current positions as the only global superpower. This is what world hegemony looks like. Now we're going to talk about governments and multinationals. And the question is, who runs the world? Governments or the multinationals? This is by, I don't have his name, it was the Sunday Times. This was in, golly, the 70s. Sunday Times, Rachel Cameron. 40 years since Joseph Nye, an American political scientist, wrote his articles on multinational corporations for foreign affairs. The Journal on International Politics, produced by the U.S. Council on Foreign Relations. Nye's article, Multinationals, the Games and the Rules, Multinational Corporations in World Politics. He was addressing what at that time was a growing phenomena, large businesses operating across borders and increasingly exerting considerable power over governments. This was in the 70s. And everything has morphed. Everything has matured to what it is today. You had the beginning in the 70s of a continuation of the great Rockefeller Foundation and the Rockefeller family control of this nation, of this government, and of European powers. But that family had also begun in China in the late 1800s selling kerosene and kerosene lamps, and then eventually supplying oil for industry. It was this family has had more control internationally than any other single family that I know of. The Rothschilds at one time, they did hold that power, that authority. They did have control over Asia for a period of time. But with the the plan of the Rockefellers to bring in a petrodollar system, the power shifted. There were no longer two main ruling families. It was the Rothschild family on top, Rockefeller family beneath, but then role reversal took place. This is just the way in which these struggles, not just with governments, but with powerful families. That this is how these things work. It's really interesting. The shift in powerful dynasties in this country, the Morgans and the Oppenheimers, the Ford Foundation, the Ford families, the DuPonts. At one time, these people were the ones who controlled and gave direction to this country. But as time would go on, there'd be a shift in economic power, a shift in control. Whoever can control Congress really is in control. You can, I don't know if you like movies, but The Godfather is very interesting. In The Godfather, the principles that are laid out in how you take a family to begin to control a city and a nation. Okay, so Joseph Nye states, he continues, as dramatic the rise of multinational corporations has been, its increased political prominence while attracting inward investment from these new leviathans of the world economy through brought benefits, many governments even then had to come to fear this kind of economic takeover as their predecessors had been concerned about military invasion. Now, I'm bringing this to you from a biblical point of view. We cannot dismiss, and many in the Christian community, I'll address that group of people, have dismissed chapter 17, chapter 18 of Revelation. It is something ethereal, something spiritual, something from another world, something that cannot be understood. I say no, it can be understood. It has power. It is tangible. It has economic power. It has power to control. It is not ethereal. It is practical, logical, tangible. To understand America and what is happening presently, Revelation chapter 17 and Revelation chapter 18, talking about 18, again, the personality of a culture, 17, the power of that culture, and the person who is carrying that nation, that empire, that group of corporations that control the world. I'm going to jump ahead and I'm going to show you the power that these corporations have. Okay? American dominance persists. Despite the rise of China and of mega firms from Europe, Japan, and Far Eastern countries, United States multinationals still dominate. They still dominate. There are firms from 36 countries that rank large enough to feature in the Global 500. America dominates with 128, more than a quarter, followed by China with 95, Japan 57, France 31, Britain, Germany 28 each, South Korea. Now, he goes on to state this, not all the world's biggest companies would meet the definition of a true global corporation, particularly in China, where for some firms, size mainly reflects domestic turnover. But something new, interesting has occurred since the 70s. They show that Walmart would have ranked as the 28th largest economy in the world in 2013. The power of these corporations. Who is just basically, for you in this audience, who has just purchased the Denver Broncos from the Bolin family? A member of Walmart. What was it? I think I heard this morning, friends I have coffee with. Was it $4.5 billion? They didn't want competition. John Elway and different, the other quarterback, Peyton Manning, they are two separate groups who are considering buying the franchise. Well, an individual comes in and says, tell you what, I'll buy it solo. I don't need partners. I'll buy it. And I don't need the city of Denver and the people of Denver, the way I understand it, to fund for the new stadium. I'll pay for it. This way, no control, no outside interference, money grubbing hands and pockets to be filled with cash are not going to be filled with cash. The city of Denver, as powerful, and the county of Denver, as powerful as they are, I'm going to tell you something. Compared to this type of money, they will basically agree to whatever. Why? Because the city of Denver and the county of Denver and this region is suffering financially to a great degree. So to bring that kind of money in, hey. So this is what we're talking about. Multinational corporations. Then going back, the most modern economic developments would not have occurred without the multinationals that were all powerful back then, not talking about today in 2022, and the new ones that have emerged since. What kind of new multinationals? How about BlackRock? Again, Walmart. What about in the tech industry? What about Facebook? What about Elon Musk? Tesla? SpaceX? The new ones on the block. The oil companies, they peaked. They hit a peak. Yes, they are still in demand, but you have other corporations that are equally as powerful, like corporations that are buying up all of the real estate, BlackRock. So globalism is not the result of countries interacting with each other, but corporations. Revelation chapter 17. God wants his people at the end of the world, wants his people at the end of the world to begin to put what Christ had John write down this vision, this book, this apocalypse for future generations. In that book, you have everything. You have multinational corporations. You have a beast that has to work with multinational corporations from an empire that is the greatest empire ever in the history of the world. But an empire, it says, that is going to be divided. It's going to be a nation at struggle with itself. There's going to be anarchy, father against son, mother against daughter, black against white, white against brown, brown against yellow, yellow against... It's just going to be racial. A racial war. How can a kingdom divided against itself stand? This is what Christ said. It can't. Kingdoms that are divided cannot stand. I'm going to read it to you here out of Matthew. Christ said in Matthew 25, every kingdom divided against itself is headed for destruction. No city or house divided against itself will stand. That's what's happening in the United States of America. The occult forces, they believe that they're unified in bringing the destruction of this nation. They will bring it, but in the meantime, but in the process, they also will be destroyed. They also will be divided. You have the Illuminati divided against the Freemasons. Freemasons against the Skull and Bones. In that occult world, there's always a war. There's always division. There's always struggle taking place. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Then Christ even said in verse 26 of Matthew chapter 12, if Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? Now, Christ had just cast out some demons, and he was attacked for casting out demons. And then he was able to present what I just stated to you. Kingdoms divided against themselves cannot stand. The New World Order is going to destroy itself from within. Eventually, it will not stand. The rise of the global corporations has often appeared unstoppable. It's hard, for example, to think of an American economy without the contribution of U.S.-based multinationals. But there was a McKinsey Global Institute study published on the eve of global financial crisis, 2008, I think it was, that found that while U.S. multinationals accounted for fewer than 1% of all American businesses in 2007, they generated 23% of private sector gross domestic product. It might not mean a lot to you, but 1% is the generator of this economy. Even more impressively, they had contributed 31% of the gains in real gross domestic product and 41% of the gains in productivity since 1990. So, to see multinational corporations just as business would be the wrong view. These corporations run the world and will run the world. Rick Rodriguez, podcast business,
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free! It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close, full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
So in the article, there's a question. Well, let me back up just a second. Okay. These Walmart, they rank as the 28th largest economy of the world. Royal Dutch Shell as 29th. Exxon Mobil as the 30th. And the countries with a smaller GDP than Walmart is Austria, South Africa, Venezuela, Colombia, Thailand, United Arab Emirates, you wouldn't believe that would be true, Denmark, Malaysia, Singapore, Nigeria, Chile, Hong Kong, Egypt, Philippines, Finland, Greece, Israel, Pakistan, Portugal, Iraq, Ireland, and others have a smaller GDP than Walmart. The other question now is, does that mean that multinationals, not governments, run the world? Combine even a few of these like-minded businesses, and you are talking, if not of world government by big corporations, but of an enormous concentration of political power. When politicians rub shoulders with CEOs at the Davos World Economic Forum in the Swiss Alps each January, the question of which of them genuinely has their hands on the levers of power. Who has their hands on the leverage of power? Well, in the studies, have found the one society that is giving direction to nations and corporations, whether they be financial or whether they produce, whether they bring oil to the market or minerals mined coming to the market. Pilgrim Society. I always go back to Pilgrim Society. In the Bible, it says there must be a center of Satan's control over the nation of the world. Satan can't have 10 different, he'll use 10 or 20 or 30 different facets to control, but he has to have the devil has to have a center from which to control everything. It's like having your computer. From your computer, you can have it do whatever you want it to do. I believe that society is Pilgrim Society, London, and the sister in New York City. It is an occult society. It was put together by occult people. The way in which the revelation came through an individual, Cecil Rhodes, the vision came to him, and he knew how to do it, to put together a group of Anglo-Saxon white supremacists. But he would draw too much attention. So what he did is he says, okay, it won't be whites, it will be English-speaking nations. And that would be Five Eyes nations. England, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the little sister, the young sister, America. And it was the little sister, America, who became the big great Babylon. And even the powers of the London Pilgrim Society, even they, I believe now, are basically following the plans and the direction of New York Pilgrim Society. And who are they going to use? Who must they use? The coming Antichrist. And they don't know who it is. They think they know who they're going to put in power, but they don't know the Bible like they should. There's only one person that's going to be put in that position. And whether they like it or not, that person is coming from this country, from empire. The royal family, well, they're not so royal. And they do have great, immense power. But they're not going to be the family that's going to rule the world. Empire will, and the coming king of empire. Right? Revelation chapter 18, Revelation chapter 19. I just presenting it to you. You don't have to believe me, but I say that if you look at the facts, if you look at the way the world really is, you can't deny the objectives and the direction that America had been going and decided at some point to go to a different direction to make China great, but they had to reverse their occult plans and go with the original plan that's in the Bible. China is not going to be the global leader. It will be America. The European nations, you put them all together as a bloc. No, they will not be the Davos and the World Economic Forum. No, they'll be used. They'll be used by America, but no. Just what they're putting together is going to be used. Their network financially of control, that'll be used. But who's going to direct that? Antichrist. So they're building all this for this coming king of this country. We have already said, in, we have already begun the move to take over Asia. We pull our troops out of, I feel, Afghanistan. We don't care about the military equipment. Don't care about that. We need to take over Central Asia. That's where the prize is. The Middle East, yes, it is a prize, it's an obstacle, but Central Asia, that's the objective. And it's starting to be planned. We do that. We need to get the
president. 1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
And as I finish out the hour, the nations that are divided against themselves cannot stand. And in the war with Ukraine, the nations in Europe are not totally in step with the plans of the United States of America. I'm going to just leave with this. The Sultan of Oman, he stated that We are greatly worried by the risk of war in Europe. We do not wish to see it happen at all. I would like to draw your attention to the fact that the West, that keeps talking persistently about inflicting a defeat upon Russia, it is up to you to derive conclusions. The goals that we seek in Ukraine are pretty clear. Preventing violations of the rights of the Russian and Russian-speaking population of Donbass, which was under a threat of extermination by the regime in Kiev, and ruling out the emergence of a stronghold on the Ukrainian territory that the West might use to pose military threats to Russia. So they're aware of that. And then the German Foreign Minister, Annalena Baerbock, she said that Germany has committed to continuing its pressure on Russia and proclaimed that we are reducing our dependence on Russian energy to zero with all consistency and forever. But then Germany and Qatar, they failed to reach an agreement regarding long-term liquefied natural gas supplying contracts because Berlin will not agree to Qatar's demand to sign deals for a duration of 20 years. So Russia says, well, that's okay. We'll stop Russian gas, but we'll sign an agreement with Qatar. Qatar says, no, we'll sign an agreement with you, but we want you to buy gas from us for 20 years. Well, Russia's thinking, well, we'll buy gas from Qatar for a year or two until we work things out with Russia, and we'll go back to getting cheap Russia from cheap fuel from Russia. Well, Qatar is not going to play that game. It's a mess. Kingdoms divided against themselves. The New World Order divided against itself will not stand. It may be able to operate for a while. Even a broken car running, even a car running on 8 cylinders can get around, or 6 cylinders can get around for a while. Even a car with a low tire can get around for a while. And that is the global world order coming. It's not going to hit on full 8 cylinders. The only one that's going to hit on 8 cylinders, you might say, is a campaign by the Antichrist to destroy nations that won't go along with American world hegemony objectives. Now, and again, if Satan be divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? This kingdom is already being shaken. The kingdom of Satan is already being shaken. Many can't see it. It is being shaken. It will not stand. Even all throughout the scripture, there's talk, there are verses in chapters in different books of the Bible where the prophets talk about what would happen in the end of the world. This nation, America, will for a while be the hammer to destroy the nations of the world. But eventually, she will be destroyed. So, hopefully that gives you a little thought about multinational corporations. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, my last day of the week. Join me to talk to you.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.